President Obama with a 1-2 talk on the economy this week and Yellen on small business. The new normal comes to China and another separatist victory in East Ukraine. I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. New highs on the Dow last week, but the Russell 2000 is off almost 8% in the past couple of months. Well, President Obama will speak about the markets and the economy on Wednesday. Over the years, these things evolved into a formula with two parts. First, the president will talk about the good things, all the news that can be thought of as being positive. And then comes part two, which is the more still needs to be done refrain. That's a laundry list of big spending measures and presidential initiatives. And we'll hear more from Janet Yellen this week. She gives a talk about small business on Thursday, which brings to mind a variation on an old joke, which would go something like this. How do you create a small business in this era of the Yellen Fed? Answer, you start with a large business. Well, we'll get the April retail sales report on Tuesday. The producer price index for April will be reported on Wednesday, and the CPI on Thursday. The consensus guesstimate is for the April consumer price index to be up 0.3%. And then on Friday, the Commerce Department reports the numbers on April housing starts. Well, in America, the new normal, a phrase that entered the national economic discussions vocabulary about 5 years ago after the mortgage meltdown, means fewer jobs, less economic security, less home ownership, full-time jobs turning to part-time jobs, and the steady erosion of the American dream. Now President Xi of China has evoked the term new normal for China. He says that the country will have to get used to a slower rate of growth. Basically, China is trying to tighten down now to offset the impact of years of state-driven credit expansion and malinvestment. But the malinvestment's toll is beginning to be felt all across China, with air coming out of the real estate market, commodities weak, and the producer price index continuing to fall down 2% in April. And another East Ukrainian referendum and another separatist victory in it. That'll leave the interventionists here sputtering that the vote was illegitimate. Now, one thing that should be pointed out in all of this, one of the objectives of the meddlers in Ukraine, the State Department interventionist types like Victoria Nuland, has been to bring Ukraine into the West's orbit, the objective to assure the global hegemony of the West, the United States, and Western Europe. But it is having exactly the opposite effect by driving Russia out of the Western camp and resulting in a new, enhanced Russian-Chinese bloc. In fact, driving Putin deeper into China's arms is a big mistake, but it is happening nonetheless. Putin heads off to Beijing looking for China's support on the Ukraine crisis a little later on this month. And that's your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.